Hi, welcome to Go to the Word Radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Daniel, and we're in chapter 5. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. If we could just see it with our eyes bare, it would take all the wind out of our sails and take all our appetite away from what we previously enjoyed. How do you go to a game where it's all about getting drunk? If those guys were down there playing ball, you know, having had four beers, they wouldn't be catching that ball. I just want you to know. You go to NASCAR, and they were trying to run those cars on drink, they'd be wrecking in the first lap, because those guys are going super fast. But we put them together as if they go together. This man is at the top of the world, Belshazzar. Americans are at the top of the world. Americans. Now, Christians already know what I'm telling you. True born-again Christians already know that God is awesome, that He is good. He is to be loved and honored. We are already aware that we should be telegraphing to the world as epistles that He is worthy, that He is good, and He is one who is willing and eager to save. That's our job. And as this thing comes down to it, in this time that we live in, we will recognize some of the elements of Belshazzar's heart. Man, he just says, go get the implements. Like, 2 weeks ago they had that concert where these 8 people died. They said it was like being in hell. And this girl was probably about 15, 16 years old, somewhere in there. It's hard to tell. You know, they're young. And she says, I'm wearing a cross and I'm not even religious. You see, this is what they think. They're reading what we might call the tea leaves, because they're all about, you know, what's been telegraphed to me? Well, if it's a vampire, I'll get some garlic. Okay, I'll get a cross. I'll get some holy water. You see, they have no theology. Their parents haven't taught them how to live. They haven't taught them how to live, but even more so, they haven't taught them how to die. Their children do not know how to die. And right now, their children might die. There are people who will go on the internet saying, we got the shot because they wanted to play sports. And some of the kids played sports and they died on the field. This is happening on the field across the world right now. If you're not aware of it, it's because CNN and NBC don't want you to know. They're dying in professional sports right now on the field. Not all of them. Not all of them. But enough of them to where it's a catalog. It's not a pamphlet. It's a catalog of people in the world around us, in soccer and in cricket and in all these different places all around the world, young and old. We're talking teenagers, myocarditis, all these things. Why? Well, you know why. Because this world has gone and lost its mind. And young people just want to play. They're not hearing what the Bible says about what's coming. They can't see a global world evolving. They're like Belshazzar. They're kings of the world. I'm the best and the fastest in my sport. You'll never run again. I watch a testimony from a guy who is a cross-country rider, the one that goes up into the trails and all that, but he was a top of his game, a contender for the top spot. And he took this vaccine, and he's on crying. And he said, I've never had it so hard. People are jumping all over me for saying anything. People who are the hardest on me are the people who say, don't say anything. They're saying, don't say anything about this. And he said, but I'll never ride again, and I don't want anybody to go through what I'm going through. You don't have to listen long to start sitting up and saying, is this real? Is this true? Is this happening? It's happening. And what's happening here is we're under siege. He was under siege. He was under siege, and he was so in its face that he said, we're going to party tonight. Bring 1,000 people in. We're going to not only bring in my wives, we're going to bring in the concubines. You just don't do that in a party. It almost reminds us of where Vashti was asked to come in, and she wouldn't come, and the king had to put her away because he had gone for 100 and some days partying and drinking. And once he got done with his captains and all of the noble people, he then started with all the people. So he had the nobles and all the rich people, and then he was going to give the people the party as well. And that was Artaxerxes. Here we have this king doing it. He was bragging and preening, and he was showing them that he was not scared. Not scared. Can I say to you, if you don't know Jesus, you better be scared. You better be scared, because this ain't nothing. This ain't nothing. This is just a tremor. When the tribulation comes, you know what the tribulation really is? It's hell unleashed on earth so that people can get saved before they have to go to that terrible place of everlasting destruction. That is what the tribulation is. Because people are going to be so filled up in their own minds with what is all about them and all the things that they've been told by their soothsayers and their false prophets this world is filled with. Everybody's looking for some help and hope. And so they're looking everywhere but what? They're looking everywhere but to God. And the people who are looking to God are just getting enough to get people ginned up to be okay with everything that's happening rather than realizing that their family may go to hell if they don't tell them about Jesus. Well, I don't need to tell them. We're God's people. We're the good guys. We're the good guys. And we're okay. This man has a party and he says, bring in the accoutrements of the temple of Yahweh and fill them with wine. And let these immoral people drink of this wine. And the Bible says, so they were taken out of the temple. And they brought them into these people and they drank in them in verse 3. And it says, and they praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. You see, gold is an interesting thing to have mentioned here because the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, it says, a feast is made for laughter, wine, and merriment. But money answereth all things. This was the glory of all kingdoms. America's the glory of all nations. Everybody's saying America. Man, I'm watching some people who are out there, they're having big protests in their land. And they've got American flags. They've got Comeback Trump 2020. I mean, these people, they're looking to us. They're saying, when are you going to get it together over there, guys? We're hoping. And what's happening in the world scene right now that you're watching is a lot of news media are beginning to say things out loud that they wouldn't say 6-8 months ago. They're starting to point to this resident of the White House. They're starting to point to him and say, we don't like him. 28% approval rating, it's unheard of what this man has achieved in infamy. And here we're a laughing stock because the whole world's hoping we're coming back. Wait a minute, that's politics. No, this is politics. This is a king. This is Belteshazzar. Bible is all about politics. He raises up one, he puts down another. And the Bible says this leader, in the same hour, was basically struck sober. Because as they were praising all of the things that they were glorying in, beginning with gold and ending with wood, stone, iron, and so forth, you're looking at a group of people who are saying they can't get through our walls, they can't get through our gates, we are fine, don't worry about that. Medes and the Persians are just pesky little nuisance. They'll get tired of knocking themselves up against the window and finally walk away. They're not going to stay. Oh, but they were going to stay. That night what would happen was King Darius and King Cyrus, he's actually with Cyrus who was in command. Darius is going to get the main billing here because there's a little movement going on here. But Cyrus actually found some people who were defectors who had left the king of Babylon's side and fallen to the Medes and the Persians. And he showed them an aqueduct and he told them, if you'll get this water out of here, you could probably go right inside the kingdom. So they diverted the Euphrates. The Euphrates went right through. And that's a big deal. This is no little thing. Shows you how ignorant this man must have been, because this is not a little trickle of water. This is the Euphrates. They had to reroute it. And they went in on dry ground that night. And while he's partying, the gates are breached. They didn't use any explosives. They didn't use any bombs. They just walked right in. The wall was breached. America's wall is breached. And what we're seeing is a very similar behavior in our day. Partying, dismissal, nothing to worry about. It'll all go back to normal soon. You'll be fine. Well, I think there's a lot more in play here than maybe we would like to admit to ourselves. I've had some people who've come to me recently who are not Christian people saying, it didn't bother me at first, but now I can't go any further. I'll not be taking any more boosters. These are lost people. They're just saying, they just keep bringing them. I got so sick on that last one. And they recovered. And they're beginning to realize there's not going to be an end. There's not going to be an end. The Bible says that he's partying, he's drinking, he's singing. They're singing praises to their walls. Singing praises to their gates, singing praises to their gold. But in the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of a man's hand that wrote. And immediately it says his countenance was changed and his thoughts troubled him. What do you think he was thinking? What was he thinking? Uh-oh. I may have gone a little too far. There was a sermon years ago that got great notoriety, if for nothing else, because of the title, Payday Someday. Payday Someday. Now, the Bible says that this hand appeared, and Belshazzar saw it. That'll get your attention right away. You can see him wringing his eyes out with his fingers and looking again. And there was no denying it. Those were fingers. And God saw to it that he saw them. The world is seeing things right now, but they're ignoring them. They're looking the other way. It's like the mother who found drugs in their child's drawer as they're putting away some of their clothing and they shove it closed quick because they don't want to know. They dive for denial. They didn't see it. If I didn't see it, it's like the little child hiding behind the curtains with his feet sticking out. If they don't see me, then I'm good. This is the way we live in our world today. And we really do have a hard time changing horses here. But it's time to change horses. You need to get off of the world's train and get on the Lord's train. And if you get on the Lord's train, then you'll find yourself in place of peace. Because no matter what comes, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace because his mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusteth in thee, O Lord. Because he trusteth in thee. You want peace in a day of crazy? That's found in Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. My peace leave I with you. Not peace like the world gives, but my peace. My peace. The Bible says in that same hour, he saw those fingers. And the Bible says that it wrote over against the candlestick. Now, some believe maybe this was one of the candlesticks out of the temple implement. Think about it. You know, why not? They're in there getting everything. Grab that. We might need some more light in there. It's a lot of people. They need to see. We don't know that, but it's an interesting concept because the candlestick represents the church. You know that from the book of Revelation. Jesus in his high priestly garb in chapter 1 has a position in the midst of a seven-pronged candlestick. And the candles are all representative of the seven churches. And it's all there, right? When Babylon's going to fall. So maybe you've got something there. I'm not going to press the metaphor too far, but it is very interesting. At the very least, though, what we do know about those days was that they would put their exploits on the walls in painting form or etchings. You've seen it all through your life. You know, they've got etchings in Egypt. You know, you see all the things going on. The whole story can be told. And perhaps this particular etching was one where nothing had been written yet. Well, something was going to be written that night. Something was going to be written that night, and God was not going to wait for it to happen. He was going to call it. This is what God does. He calls it. Flip a coin, call it. God always gets it right. He calls the end from the beginning, you know. At least one-fourth of the Bible, when it was written, was prophecy. So he was saying, I'm going to hazard everything on this. Take my reputation, press it hard. I know the end from the beginning. And he told us there'd be a one-world government. He told us there would be a big press on the whole earth by the pharmaceutical world. Chapter 18 of the book of Revelation, look it up. Last two verses. Thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and by their sorceries were all the nations deceived. Pharmakia? Pharmaceuticals? What? Really? Pharmaceuticals?
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.